today is the Chi of Noshim in the Mitzvah Sipri Shes Mitzrayim. So starting probably look at the Chayadim over here and his Ha'oran and see if we can work through the Sugya to come to some type of a understanding of the Shitas. So the Chayadim says very clearly the Mitzvahs of the nighttime, which are the Dalet Kreses, the Matzah, the Morer, the Sipri Shes Mitzrayim. So he has four Mitzvahs over here. Dalet Kreses, Matzah, Morer, and Sipri Shes Mitzrayim. Some actually say there are five mitzvahs of Lila because there's mitzvah of Halal, which might be an independent mitzvah, not a part of the Sipur, as we'll see. So all of these mitzvahs, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim Chayav, so they apply to women as well. So the Chiyav apply to women as well. So now, so let's get it clear. So Matzah is a fair shaposik. The Chazal Darshan, Hakish, it says Matzah and Chometz together. Whoever's in the Yisra of Chometz is in the mitzvah of Matzah. So that's in the rice of women are Chayav and Matzah. Good. Dal Kaisis, the Gemara says explicitly that women are chayiv of Hinoi by Sanes, women are chayiv in Dal Kaisis. Morer, there's no explicit Gemara which says women are chayiv in Morer. Morer is as the Rabbanon. Okay, so could be the Din Morer is totally in the Din Matzah. And in Sipur, there's never a Gemara which discusses the Din of Sipur. And now, so he says, women are chayiv in all of these four mitzvahs. So, kach mashu v'losh ha-shulchan aruch, chayiv is af b'hagada. The shulchan aruch says that the women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs alai, the mitzvahs of shulchan aruch in the tafayin base. V'losh ha-tur, mashu is the pturis. I didn't put the losh on the turin, but the turis says, shekosav, he quotes, noshu chayiv is a dalet kreisis, v'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-nohaygas b'layla zeh, k'gen matzo mor. Now, Dalet Kreses, he says explicitly. He says all of the mitzvahs, for example, matzah and morer. Now, if there's only four to start with, and he mentions three, right? So what does kagoyin mean? Obviously, he means to say that there are other mitzvahs, which I mean matzah and morer, and not precise mitzrayim. So according to the Torah, mashadafke a little bit, lemutei agada. According to the Torah, somebody in the Torah, women have no chiyuv at all in precise mitzrayim.
Which four are they?
There's Dalet Kreses, matzah, morer, and agada.
Is it imaginable if he says kagoyin? There's a lot more.
I understand. But the problem is when you have three possibilities and you say kagoyin, you say two of them, you don't leave one out. Out of the three. That's what he's saying.
Oh,
the Eshelor Mekan, it can't be true. The Hebrew Torah Min HaTorah, Kimadai Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, you're right. The Mitzvah, the Sibi is the Mitzvah of the Raisa. If you got the Min Chuyam Ulay more, so it's the Mitzvah of the Raisa. So women are potters. Mitzvah says shas one grama. There's no special ribui to be married, but the women are chayim and sipur shes mitzrayim. Okay, become welcome. Kiven the mechiyavas with dalet kreses, but they are chayim and dalet kreses. Dalet kreses the rabbanon. The Morah says explicitly they're chayim and dalet kreses also. So now we have a problem because the rule is chayim alone. Jim shos and shlaus seder is lo yotz. A person drinks dalet kreses without saying the steps of the haggadah. A person drinks four kreses without the haggadah part of it. You're not yotz. So they have to chayiv in the Haggadah as a hechatimsa for them to be chayiv in the Dalet Kreses. So it can't be that they're putter from Haggadah. Now, he might mean one of two ways. He might mean that therefore it's a raya that they must have an independent chiyuv of Haggadah. Or he means that there should be a tekanah rabbanon, they should be chayiv in the Haggadah to be able to do a chayiv in the Dalet Kreses. Either way, both ways are possible to understand what he's saying. Again, he says that it can't be their potter from Haggadah because they have to drink the Dalet Kreses, which must be said on the Seder Haggadah. Okay, so therefore what? So either he means that therefore there's a Tekanah Rabbanon, they should be Chayiv in Haggadah to allow them to Mekayim Dalet Kreses, or the fact that the Chazal Mekayim Dalet Kreses, and we know that there must be Haggadah to be Mekayim Dalet Kreses, it's a Raya that they're Chayiv in Haggadah. For whatever reason, not because of Dalet Kreses, there must be the Chayiv in Haggadah, otherwise the whole Tekanah of Dalet Kreses doesn't make any sense. Okay. Now it's not so behead in Tosis and Sukkah, but we'll see how the Tosis and Sukkah is lost. The Imkay Mashkas of a Tur going Matzah Morer, but Salomer Kamoy Matzah Morer. He doesn't mean only. Fine. Therefore, the women are going to be chayiv in the mitzvah sefer as well. Prad bechilas morish mezalzim b'moed. Kam tzarich lo hidiyah shehem b'loshin shemavinim. Kaponim atam shalom petzim atzumor. They should come with mitzvazu. They have to understand, like Rav Gamliel says, you have to explain that. So you have to say it in Yiddish, and they should understand what in their language is Yiddish, a language that they understand. Because kosher gimel d'rama halalu b'pesach lo yotzei chavosei. That's an ikur tanai in Sipur. They have their Kiddush, Berachos Hashagolonu, Bechayven Litzium. Fine. So the Chayven, he says it's mostly the Chayven of God. One other point which he doesn't touch on is that there's a din of Lechemoyni. Women of Chayven Matzah, which is Lechemoyni. Now Lechemoyni, Chazal Darshan, one of the Pshatim of Lechemoyni is Lechem Shanel of Dorm Harbe. So the Chayven, they should be Chayven Haggadah, is Eichet Timsa for the Chiv of Matzah, because of Lechemoyni. If they would, it means, he's saying, you had a Seder, there's no man there, there's only a woman. She's by herself. So, clearly she has to drink all the choices. That she has to eat matzah. And according to the Lashon Latour, she could say Kiddush, right? Right? Drink one cup. Drink a second cup. Wash and eat the matzah in the mortar. Then she drink a third cup. And then drink a fourth cup. That's what his understanding of the Torah might mean. Says, well, that's going to be a problem. It's not all the Seder. There's also going to be a problem. There was no Lechem Oini. It wasn't Lechem Shalom Dorm Harbe, which Rashi says is Haggadah and Halal. The Dorm Harbe is Haggadah and Halal. So, by the definition, she has to be Chayv and Haggadah and Halal about Mitzal Lechem Oini. So he doesn't touch on that story either. But Al Kaponim, he raises this question. To read the Torah Kipshuta, he's going to end up with a very halacha, which can't be. She can't drink one curse on the second curse. She can't drink a third curse and then a fourth curse. She has to have something in the middle. So, fine.
Why can't she be chayav in Sibri Tisa Chayim also because of Altsin? Also because of Altsin Haylais Anis?
So that's what we're going to see. So let's see. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara is the bottom line of the bottom line. For some reason, they always like, when the Gemara we need, they go like one line on one page and like one line on the next page. Like, so I have to like photocopy two pages, you know. Arushim Alevi, Nashim Chiyom, said Arba Kreisis, Halalu, the Chayim and Dal Kreisis, Shaf, Hein, Hoyabos, Anes, Gabaldic. Okay, so the Chayim and Dal Kreisis. The Pharisee Gemara, the Chayim and Dal Kreisis. Because they're off, Hein, Hoyabos, Anes. Now, a few points over here. What does it mean they were Bos Anes? So the Rashbam and Rashi both have a Lashon. Look at the Lashon Rashbam, the Rambam Sefer Soita, Bishar Nashim Sikaniya, Shahi Bos Dor, Nigalu. So the women are the source of the Nes. V'chein Gabi Mikra Megillah. The Shimon Levi says this statement three places in Shas. This statement comes up. It comes up by Dal Kreisis, by Mikra Megillah, and by Chanukah. So Zok Rashbam, in all three cases, it's not that they were just equal players in the Nes. They were primary players in the Nes. Menoshim Tikonius Nigulu. Gabi Mikra Megillah. Amar Hakam Mishum Dal Yidei Esther. Esther was the Nes. And Mechen Gabi Chanukah, Maseches Shabbos, which over there the Rashi says, because Yehudis was the one who did that, it's invited to, because the women are the primary element of the Nes. So Tosfos doesn't like this shot. Let's see the second Tosfos. Pirush Rashbam is, Yodam Nigalu, Mechen Megillah, Yere Esther, Mechen Chanukah, Yere Yehudis. Because the Af, Mashal Shena Niker. Af, Henbois Nes means the men were part of the Nes, and the women were also part of the Nes. Not that they were the primary element of the Nes. Lashon of Af is a strong Lashon, is a strange Lashon, if it means they're primary. It means they're also in danger. So the point is, everybody was in danger, the men and the women, and they were also saved. Everybody was saved. Okay? What I mean by Taras Misuka, Afhen Hoyaboy Sanes. Keep Sukkos for Shafti. Now, so it says like this. Go to the Rashbam, that the point is because they're the Ikra Nes. So they were the Ikra Nes of the Gula. But in the Midbar, the Anani Kabbal weren't because of women more than the men. So women aren't Kaiv in that. But according to I'm saying, that means that they were equally in the Nes. So as much as Kibbutzukos or Shafti applied to the men, applied to the women. So why aren't women Kaiv in Sukkah for that reason? Okay? Hasim Baseda Raisa. That's where the rice is. Al Barbakoises, Drabonon, Tigdo Gam Lanoshim, Kimishoy Boysone. So Osonais is a swara in Drabonon, it's not on the rice. So you can't ask Mikasho on the rice level, why are they chayv in Sukkah? They're not chayiv in sukkah. It's mitzvah says on grom. End of the conversation. I mean, chayiv in rabbanon. They make the kana rabbanon on the rice. So they made dal kosa, which is its own independent kana. They made it for whatever reason. They included women as well. Mikra Megillah, Chanukah, but the rice is they left it on the Torah. It's not grom. Okay, let's see, and that fits with the first tosis. Shavino b'yeres and nes. So, what are you this swara for? What's the kamal afuke? Zak the tosis the ilav high timer lahoyich yavus mishum the nashim peturas mitzvah seishas man groma. Because we're not for this swara, we should apply the rules man groma to women. This is man groma. Women are potter. Arabic crisis is the rabbanon. The raisa, the din of mitzvah seishas man groma, women are potter. This is the rabbanon. There's a swara of zman groma being abtored by the rabbanons. Zog toises no kain the raisa tikkun. Every if chazom made the kanas on mitzvah say they made a kain the raisa, and by the raisa the women are potter by zman groma. So the mitzvah is the rabbanon, women should also be potter by zman groma. So why are they chayiv? Avin hoyibos aneis, and that's why they're chayiv. Okay. So that's so we have let's review what we have from the sugya. We have chalukas between Rashi and the Rashi Rashbam on one side and Tosfos on the other side. If it means they were the ikar and nes, or they were also part of the nes. Point number one. Point number two is that the more is lafuke, that I would think they're potter because it's man groma, kamash on the derchayv anyway. And point number three that you don't play afen oibes and nes by the rices, only by the rabbanos. Right? That's what we have so far. Now, Tosfos in Megillah really is Masha not like this. So in Megillah over here, we have this one line of the Gemara, smack middle of the page, Rishu Malevi, Nashim Achiyav, Zmek Megillah, Shafen Oyubay Senes. And the same Gemara is also in Shabbos by Chanukah. On that Rashi says, not like he says in Pesachim, in all the Rishbam and Pesachim, Shaf al Anoshim gazer haman lahashim to laregal habay. I mean, Arabs again taf Anoshim. So it doesn't mean they were uniquely in the nes because Esther was the source of the nes. Means they were also in the danger like everybody else, and they were saved like everybody else. So they're chayiv like everybody else. So Rashi over here teaches the way Tosfos does himself. But let's look at Tosfos. So Tosfos starts off with the Rishbam. They were also, means the men, and also the women. Something like that. The gzeres and the women as much as the men. I mean, there's even more because the women were in the tibal lehagman tchila. Okay. So we have there's somebody who asked a question. Why were mechayim and matzah? Because of a hekesh between chametz and matzah. So they ask Akash, what do you need the hekesh to say? Whoever has an isser of chametz has a mitzvah of matzah. What do you need the hekesh for? They're chayiv and matzah because they're part of the gula. Right? Now, Tosfos Kash is asking, what do you need a drasha at the raisa level? The mechayiv women matzah. They should be chayiv in a raisa. I've had all your isser. So Tosfos Kash, this yesh maksha, is assuming that avhim oyer nes can work at the raisa level. Which Tosfos himself clearly said not like that. Right? He says that sukkah they're potter because the raisa there's no swar of avhim oyer nes. So this maksha over here in Megillah is clearly learning not like that. That I don't need a hekesh on the raisa level because I can learn out avhim oyer nes on the raisa level because it's only the rabbanon. What's the kash? We need the hekesh to make mechayiv and a raisa. First heretz shum the high time aloy mechayvi alamid rabbana ilav neikesha. So you're right. The swear would be mechayv alamid rabbana, but not mitarais. So now Tosfos and Chur is walking away with that even an mitzvah deraisa av henrois and would apply to that mitar rabbana, right? Because Tosfos Sokim said the reason why they're potter from Sukkot Lagamri, even Rabbanon, is because the whole story of Avhim is only applies which are mitzvahs the Rabbanon to start with. Mitzvahs the Raisa Chazal never touched, period. So women are potter from Sukkot totally. Here Tosfos is saying, no, even though Matzah is the Raisa, we'd be Mekhayah, the women meet Rabbanon, but not the Raisa. So I need the Hekesh for the Raisa. So now, when I get this, you see Bishis Mitzrayim. So according to Tosis in Psachim, the rices, women are put as man grama, we don't touch at all. They remain potter. So according to Tosis in Psachim, women are potter legamri. Tosis in Megillah, women would be mechayvin or bonam. So why, now why aren't they chayv in Sukkah? So you have to answer that question. Why aren't they chayv in Sukkah?
Women would be chayv when what midrabanan according to Tosis and Sukkah.
Yes. Now, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim Tiritz, the Sochodai Tach the Miftura Migzera Shabbat Hesvav Tesvav the Chagasukis can appearish a Perak Elo Ivri. So the Gemara by Sukkah, the Gemara has a pasuk to be my Noshim. Okay, women are not chayv. That's a fair shapas. Good. I would think we have a hekesh tesvav that tell me women are putter from matzah. So I need the, even so that Zeresh Shabbat would override the sword of Avhen Bahayu Bayasanes. Therefore, I need the hekesh of chametz and matzah to tell me that they're chayv. So say that in other words, Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim holds. Listen, you're right. Avhen Bayasanes, like you asked, is a reason to be a chayv in a raisa. But over here, there'd be a Zeresh Shabbat which would override that sword, the raisa. And I need the hekesh to override the Gzeresh Shabbat. Right? But Echanami, you're right. Avhen Bayasanes is a Sibat to be Mechayim in a raisa. So by Sibat Yisit Mitzrayim, they'd be Chayim in a raisa. Because Avhen Bayasanes, they were Sibat to be Mechayim in a raisa. Right, so we have three shitas. We should. We have Tosfos in Psachim, which says by the rices the chum did not apply the sword of Amirsanes, mir rice or mir rabbanon, and that's why they're potter from Sukkah. And who would they be potter from? Sibri Sis Mitzrayim, according to Tosfos. We have Tosfos over here in the first territory told they mean a chayv mir rabbanon. The Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu, the Rishus of East Yerushalayim, they be chayv mir rice by Sibri Sis Mitzrayim. So remember the Chayyim started off that the Jeshi Potter Lagamri and came out of Tosis Psachim Kufches. That's what he meant. The Tosis Psachim Kufches is Mashma that they're Potter Lagamri, and that can't be true, right? So we have either the Potter Lagamri, the Chayyim Rabbanon, and the Chayyim Rice. We have three sheetahs we shall. Chlor. Good. Now.
What were the three sheetahs again?
Potter, Tosis Psachim Kufches. Chaim and Rabban and Tosis first Teretz of Megillah, Chaim and Raisa, according to the second Teretz of Megillah. Okay, now in Sukkah, Tosis says over here that Mashra Khan the Isha Patur Mehalel the Sukkahs. So the Mora says if a man would have a woman be Motzi him and Halel, so she can't be Motzi him because she's not Chayiv and he's Chayiv, so he'd have to repeat after her every word, and he gets a klola for not being knowledgeable enough that he has to have a woman teach him how to say the words. The Mizmoris Masha, women are potter. The Chayin, that's Saris. Halal, that's Saris also. Time the Mitzvah says, I'm a drama. He. So Halal is potter, the Mitzvah says, I'm a drama.
Halal and
Shvili. Baal gav the Bahalal, the Len, the Psachim, Masha, Perakavri Psachim, the Machayvi. The Chayiv and Halal. The dollar choices, Mustama Lotik to dollar choices, Ella Kade, Lomer, Layam, Hal, Ella Goda. So the Chayim and dollar choices means a Chayim and Hal and a Goda. Right? So Shani Hal, the Pesach, Dal Nase, Bo, Vahin, Boysa, Nase, Ella Khan, Loyal, Nase, Omer. So the Hal of the Yomtiv of Sukkot and of Atzeres, and the Hal of the Yomtiv that you say in Pesach in the morning in Shul, that's a regular Hal. That's what they say. Grama, women are potter. The Hal of Leil Pesach, that's because of the Nes which happened to Klal Yisrael, and they're also in the Nes, so they're Chayiv and Hal and Agoda. Tosfos says both. Tosfos Lashon is the way Tosfos says. I just want to point out Tosfos Lashon is that Dalek Kursa only makes sense when you have a halal and a haggadah, because the purpose of the kursus is to be able to take your mitzvah and say it on a kurs. That's what Tosfos Lashon is. It's not pshat, you have a key of kurs. May I give a key of halal to be able to say the kurs? So it's all the way around. It's not mistabra, there should be an in kurs unless you have a halal and you want to take your halal and say it in a nice way. So how do you do your halal in a nice way? You do it on a kurs. So the whole purpose of the kurs is to be a nice way to do a halal or to do a haggadah. So it must be the chayv and halal and haggadah. So Torah says, "Klor the chayv and halal and gada."
It's for all dalek kaises. I'm just
in general, then the kuda of kais is the din of shira is said alakos. So kiddush is a form of shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's said alakos. Right, so the ikanakuda is the of kois is actually tips to say the bracha that you're saying, or say that the howl that you're saying with a kois. But the kois is not the ikar. The kois is the tipsa to be. It's a heater in the shira that you're saying. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. So that's the difference. That's as we said before, that we have two ways to read what the getter is. It's not the getter they're mekayim and how to got it to be able to be mekayim dal kois. It's, you got it all wrong, my friends. The purpose of Al-Kaisis is a hechel tips to say to make the Haggadah nicer. So of course you need a Haggadah. It's a hechel tips to say the Halal more nicely. So of course you need the Halal. Tosfos says it's klor the Derchayim. Tosfos doesn't say this is chiyuv the Rais or chiyuv the Rabbanan. Tosfos says the Derchayim. So we have a Tosfos in Megillah, which is they clearly holds that the Derchayim, MCBC is Mitzrayim. Mira Raisa or Mira Rabbanan. With Tosfos in Sukkah, which says Klor the Derchayiv Mira Raisa, or it should be Derchayiv, and Tosfos in Sachim, which is Mashal that they're potter. That's what we have so far.
Chiyuv is a Chiyuv the Rabbanan. Is it misstated there will be a separate tough, like a separate din the Rabbanan of a kais to like be mahader, like to make like a beautiful din, a different din the Rabbanan? So like, should be make sense. It should be din the Raisa. I'll do this.
How is the Rabbanan according to? I mean, how is the Rabbanan? No?
Halal, the Hag says Halal is the Reisa. Okay. The Hag says Halal of Yom is the Reisa also, but to say, but it could be Halal of the Mitel Pesach is the din to be scrubbed, the din Shir El Anais. You know, it's not the din of Halal. It could be that every holds the Reisa. Leli's Kaddish Chag, they be darshan Leli's Kaddish Chag, that just like Leli's Kaddish Chag, there's a din Halal, there's also a Yom Tov also. Like Yom Tov is learned from the din of Shir El Anais. So some say to Raya that Shir L'Nais is a given to Rapasha, that's a Yerchev Achiv, that's a Achiv Gomer. You're learning out the din of Halal, Kol Yitzchadash Kag, fine, whatever. Now, that which Tosfos says, so let's clarify a few points over here. That which Tosfos says, let's look at page 7 for a second. So this is the Sefer HaChinuch, bottom line of the Chinuch. This mitzvah Sefer HaChinuch, Tzrayim, Noigas, B'Tzchorim, and Akevis, V'Chomachim, V'Cholzma. Klor. Mitzvah Deraisa, Sifsin Tzitzrayim, applies to women. Minchas Chinuch, Darbazep Chidush Gadol Etzli, Lamatiya Noigas, not Mitzvah Benoshim, Kimelab Mitzvah Shasman Groma, Benoshim Petudis. He blibes straight on the Chinuch. The Chinuch says clearly that the Chayim in Deraisa, the Chinuch says it's Mitzvah Zman Groma, how can it be Chayim? Okay. Tosfos, I'm not going to read it inside, but there's a Gemara over here in Brachas, and the Gemara says women are chayiv in tefillah. So the Gemara says, why are they chayiv in tefillah?
Yeah, is it answering like where they're coming from?
I'm not answering anything yet. I'm building up the questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the chayiv in tefillah, women are chayiv in tefillah. Gemara says the rachamim. You know why the chayiv? Because tefillah is rachamim. Everybody needs rachamim. Then the more arguments is the more that I would think that since tefillah is said on a time schedule, women should be potter because zman groma kamash will under the chayv anyway. Rashi takes it out of the Gemara because this is the Rabbana. Rashi's lashon. So Pasha Rashi is saying that the whole story of zman groma doesn't apply to the Rabbanans. Tosfos over here says Yar Gervis it because this is Horkain the Raisa Tike. Every Rabbanan, Mitzvah Seik, the Rabbanan, would have the rule of Zman Groma, just like the Raisas have the rule of Zman Groma. Except for the Moras, it makes sense. This Tzakan of the Rabbanan of Tefillah, I would think it doesn't apply to women, because Zman Groma, Kamashulon, since it's Rachami, that applies to women also. Okay? But Rashi holds that the whole Swara of Mitzvah Seik, Zman Groma, doesn't apply to the Rabbanans. Period. Therefore, the Moras has no need to discuss this. So the Marshal says, what's Pshat in Rashi? The Raisa, I don't know what the Russian gave mitzvahs. That's the Russian's business. He gave mitzvahs. In the mitzvah that he gave, he said rules. Chum made it to Kana, the Rabbana, for a reason. So we have to see what the reason is. If the reason applies to women, they'll be chayav. Aitzman Groma, who cares? The Chum are making do whatever they want. If they felt that this Takana is relevant to women, they should be Mekhai women. If it's not, it shouldn't be Mekhai women, but not the Aitzman Groma. That's a much shorter stance, Rush. Right, so the Kain the Raisa Tikkun would be irrelevant in this conversation. That's how the Mishnah understands Rashi. Tosfos says no, and many Mishnahim over here learn like Tosfos, and the Rashi maybe there's a Rama like Rashi, but that's what Rashi says in such a story. Now, that's going to create a big headache for us We have three mitzvahs d'rabbanan. We have Mikra Megillah, we have Chanukah, and we have Dalet Kais. It's all d'rabbanans. And the more each time says, they were by Sanes. Tosfos says, why? Because I would think that they're Pater, because it's Magrama. Kamash will not know the Chayiv because they're by Sanes. According to Rashi, what does that mean? There's no Sura Magrama by d'rabbanans. So, Bakla, what's the whole conversation? The more Afhino by Sanes doesn't make any sense. So, that's a problem which we need to explain as well. Okay, so we saw the chinuch. Page 8 is the Prima Gadol, which points out that the Kulu women are Chayim in the Reiser, in Rabbanan, the two sheets of Tosfos in Megillah. So he points out, like we argue from Tosfos is correct, that based on what Tosfos says in Megillah, either in Rabbanan or in the Reiser, women are Chayim in Haggadah. Good. So on page 9, the Birka Yosef over here brings from the Rab based of it. I don't know who the based of it is, but if the Chita quotes him, he definitely gets some significance. He says, women are not chayiv in Haggadah. So the Ramos says, you have to say Haggadah in a language that women understand. What's that about? Right? They're mirabonans, dal kosh the chayiv, but not chayiv in Haggadah, it's Mitzvah Seishas and Grama. Elma, you tell me that Mitzvah Rabbanan, you're chayiv, even though Mitzvah Rice, your father, you're chayiv mirabonan, so why in the chayiv in Sukkah? So you see that Chazal, once it's the rice and the Torah pattern women, Chazal come and did not touch it. Period. So why do you have to say it in a language women understand? Because you have a mitzvah, he got to the mincha by Yemahu Leimor. So he got to meet, you have to say it in a way they understand. So you, inside your mitzvah of Sipur, you have to say it in a way, you're talking to somebody. So talk to them. I say it over in Chinese. I did Sipur, that's not Sipur. The person understands what you're saying. So you have a mitzvah seeper, have a chiyuv to say it in a language that the listener understands. Good, but not the listener's not chayiv, but the women are not chayiv at all. That's the rest of it. So the Rikki Yosef responds, page 10. So he brings that Tosfos and Tzachim sounds like the Beis David, but Tosfos Megillah is not like that. He's a Mirabon, a Miraraisa. He brings a Diak from the Maram, Maram Rutenberg. So the Maram wants to know why you deposit to tell me women are Chayiv and Kiddush. Typically, they're Bois Anes, Shabbos. So that, what's the Sizakash? If it's not a Chiyiv to be Mechai women, or it's only Rabbanan, so what's the Kash? If Afhim is the Raisa, so I get the Kash. The Chinuch, he quotes the Chinuch, and he says the Beis Lever forgot these Shitas, and the Shulchan Aruch sounds like they're Chai B'chol Mitzvah Nagus B'Sal Laila. Even the tour, he didn't mean the Megayda Goddess, so I'm not so nisbal from this Rabbi Stubbit over here. So maybe only call the Beis Stubbit because he wanted to say he's wrong. I don't know, right? But upon him, he's saying that there's a chiyuv the right. There's a chiyuv mid rice, mid rabbanon. There's a chiyuv women have a chiyuv. Fine. Okay. So that's the shita. Now let's try and understand what's going on over here. So we're bringing a shita of the Reno Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, and it's a chinuch. And it's Rami Gutenberg, right? And the Lashon Shachar is much like that. The women are Chayiv, Avhenab, Hoyaboy Sanes. Mirabonon, or even Miraisa. So Mirabonon, fine. But how are you Machayiv and Raisa, Avhenab, Hoyaboy Sanes? So the Kabbalist Demorim over here, page 11, all the way on the left side. So Tosfos says, there in Sukkah, the women are Chayiv and Hallel. So the Rashbam says that they were the Noshim Tikkanis. Now, Kasha, me don't call the Rashbam. Why the Rashbam going like that? Why the Rashbam is very nice. Av ain't all your boys are nice. The Pshut of the Gemara is Masha like Tosfos. So the Rashbam is bothered by Akasha. So he says they were the Ikra Nes. What's bothering him? The kasha might be Tosfos Misukah. The answer is Tosfos kasha. Tosfos asks l'shitasi that they're equal. Why are they put them from Sukkah? But according to Rashbam, there's no such kasha, right? So Tosfos says it's chilti in the rice of the Rabbanan. The Rashbam will nichalei b'hachi. The Rashbam hold that it's not true.
Where are we?
The rice is on page 11, upper left column. So the Rashbam holds that's not true. Anyways, it's a chiyuv deraisa. So why are they patur from sukkah? The answer of Av Henrish and Ace doesn't mean that they're equal to the men, it means that they're more than the men. So by sukkah, they're not more than the men, so they're patur. See, answer to Tosfos Kasha, you are being mechalal in the Raisa of the Rabbanans. Wrong. There's no chilul in the Raisa of the Rabbanans. So why are they sukkah patur? Because Avhei means that they were the Ikar and Ace. Now, you're going to ask me, so what do you need a hekesh for matzah? So then Tosfos is Kasha, and Megillah is very stark. So he doesn't say the answer of Tezvot Tezvot. He says, Mor says, Shafim Rosh and Ace coming matzah. Teretz is, and that's why women are chayiv by matzah and not by sukkah. So there's the drasha and there's the reason. So the drasha is tesvav. The drasha is chametz matzah. If they have an isra chametz, it's a matzah. That's the drasha. But the reason is because they're chayiv by sanes. Therefore, by Haggadah, which there's no drasha one way or the other, doesn't make a difference, but they're also by Sanes. Now, so what he's really saying is that Rabbi Shimon Levi is being Mechadash a Swar Deraisa. And he's saying, I can't be Mechadash Swar Deraisa on my own, but I have a Makor. The Makor is the Chi of Matzah by women. It says, Mitzvah Shezan Zman Grama, and women are Chayim. Why? Must be there's a new side of Avin by Yosef and Ace. So why they put them in Sukkah? Must be it's only if they're an Ikra and Ace. So mitzvahs. I start off with even the Raises, women are Patrick's man grammar. But in cases where the women are unique and special, Zman grammar doesn't apply. And that's what I'm learning out of Matz. So Meila, I learned the Gemara. The way I learned the Gemara, it has to be that they are unique and special.
There we have a drasha.
What?
There we have a drasha, and we're saying the time of the drasha.
So we're saying time of the drasha. So it's a very difficult shot because the Chara, he's being darsh time of the Krah. So Reb Shimon is darsh time of the Krah, the Gemara says. Right? So, but that. No, it's like this. Stop. Everybody says that mitzvahs have. We understand the mitzvahs have reasons. That, you know, time of mitzvahs, that's not the issue. And we make drushes all the time when we say the pasuk applies over here because of this reason, etc. Right? But Rav Shimon's Kiddush is, right, that the Torah says in Isser that you can't be loisach b'begal amon, you can't take a mashkin or a begal amon. So come to Rav Shimon says, listen, I'll tell you why. I know why God did this. I know, with the big I, capital I, I know why God said this. He never told me, but I'm telling you, I know why. Because the problem is, since Allah is, you have to return the baguette every day because a person needs it. And people can see this man going to this woman's door every single day, twice a day. She's going to get a bad name from the neighbors because they're going to think, you know, whatever. Samela, it's awesome. And therefore, by Almona, who's an Ashira, it's mutter. The Chum said, you're out of your mind. I don't know why the Torah said there's an Isra Begal Amona. You're being matur an Isra Deraisa by Amona Ashira, that's mutter, because you're saying, I know why God did it. Maybe you're wrong. It's not why God did it. And therefore, that case is also Asur. Right? But that's the Shimon's Kiddush. But a case where we have a Pasuk and we have a Swara, we want to apply it to another case where halakhically to move it over, we do it all the time. We do Binyan Avs all the time. You find it over here, we find it over there. We deny the concept of drasha. So what's our problem? When we have explicit dinim, and you want to come and mighty surim, and be matri surim, because you hold the svara that this, excuse me, chazer is also because it was bad for you. It's healthy, unhealthy. And nowadays, it's not a problem, it's mutter. Hey, you know why God said chazer is also? Like, all of a sudden you had a nevuah. Like, how do you know why God said it's also? That's the title of Shim. But we do make drushes. Now, what about over here? We have this woman, she has mitzvah seh shazman grama, she's potter. Farish drusha, women are potter mitzvah seh shazman grama. We're coming along and saying, you know what? I know why God said it's us, it's only over here. But over here, there's a nusor yakai. What case, mikai? What's the problem? I can be machmer, be mikai of them. You want to be machmer? Over there, he's being machmer in Israel, begal amon. Excuse me. The Torah said it's also, it doesn't say any limits. And you're saying, you're to be mamait, the iser, mira, miswara. Excuse me, how do you know? But over here, you want to be machir mechal. I have them until the 8th. And you know what? And now this woman can be moitzi a man in his chiyah v'sipra. One second. That's very nice. You want to be machir mechal of them. But how do you know about it? The woman is chayiv that you have a right to be moitzi a man now in his chiyah. You're saying you know about it that she's chayiv. How do you know that? So it could be like this. And it puts into the packet. So this halacha that women are part of the Mitzvah. So those of you who learned the Kedushin, so it's a whole lot of Kedushin to figure out why the part of the Mitzvah is on Grama. The more it says the part of the Mitzvah is on Grama, Manala. So the more basically comes up with two approaches. Either we learn it from Tefillin, the more it has a drasha that women are part of from Tefillin. Because it says Tefillin, we matam osam, it's b'neichem and not b'neseichem. There's no din Talmud Torah by women. It says Tefillin next to Torah, Talmud Torah. Women are potter from Talmud, from Tefillin. And Tefillin is man groma. So we learn out from Tefillin. We learn out from Tefillin. Hukish called Torah kula the Tefillin. It says the mantias Torah Hashem v'ficha. We learned this morning. So Torah Hashem v'ficha and Tefillin are connected. So all the Torah is like Tefillin. Mitzvah Hashem man groma. Women are potter. And Morris says, what are you going to do if your Tefillin is sky b'layla? And it's Chayiv on Shabbos, so it's not Zman Groma. So Morris says, you know what? Sheikh Subam Kechad Emelamdi. There's a close Rashi in Tosis. And Sheikh Subam Kechad Emelamdi. Right? So we have a rule of Mamatzin on the Torah. Right? The Torah wrote something in one place. So let's go back a step. Halachim, the Yigam Yiddish Torah Jesham are Halachim Moshe Ben Sinai. The Bershim gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, and he gave with him a set of rules how to understand the Torah. It's very possible, we're not for that. The Torah wrote a halacha by mitzvah A. He says, you know what? I think it applies to B, mitzvah B also. Excuse me, the Torah wrote an A, not a B. Well, Mamatzinu. What do you mean Mamatzinu? The Bershim put it here, not there. The Bershim told you, no. You know what? I'm going to write the Torah. I'm not going to write out every single halacha every single time. That's quite laborious. So I'm going to write it one place, and you're supposed to learn out from one place to everybody else. So the Mamatzinu is a Gzeres HaKosev. It's not a Svora. I have no right me Svora to say that since the Bershim wrote a mitzvah over here, a halacha over here, that applies over there. I have no such concept. The Bershim told me that's how he's going to write the Torah. Okay, now I know what to do. Fine. The Bershim also said, if I write it twice, and in one place, I write the same halacha twice in two mitzvahs, and really they are really learnable one from the other. I can infer one from the other, and I wrote it twice. What is that about? You tell me the rule is, you're going to write it once and learn everywhere else from there. Why are you writing it a second time? To tell me, only over here, nowhere else. That's what Tosfos learned in Ema Lamda. It's a mute. The term right over here means only over here and nowhere else. It's mamash a mute. Rashi, that's Tosfos Laman Heman Aleph. Rashi and Kedusha and Gimel Aleph says not like that. But the understand the Dvar Veira, so the Morris says, you'll shank to Emelamdin, so you can't learn out from Mila. It says, Shil Dvar Veira by Mila. It says, Shil Dvar Veira by Tvika. So let's learn out from here everywhere else. Yes, Shil Dvar Veira. No! Because they wrote it twice, we don't learn out. When we swore in Shliach, they still remember, you should listen to the Dvar Rab. What are you swore for? Yeah. If it's a Miyut, that's it, end the conversation. It's not a Drosha, it's not a swore anymore. It's a Miyut.
What's a Miyut?
Emelamdin. But Shane Rashi, no. And the Torah wrote Yeshiv Dvar Beira by Me'ila. Torah wrote Yeshiv Dvar Beira by Tzvicha. So I don't learn out. I can't learn out positively that Yeshiv Dvar Beira. But still, it's not a mute. So now I have to figure out what's the din. Shlichus applies to Gula. No. Yidibra Dibratam Dibra Mishon. I need a Svora to say why not. So now I have the Morse says that Mitzvah Shasman Groma, women, Mitzvah Shasman Groma. I have two places where they are chayit. And Emel Amdin tells me how well they're potter. Really? It just tells me that they're not chayiv. But now if I have a sword why they should be chayiv, I have a right to say that over there they're chayiv. That's the chayiv of what's going to call the chayiv of the Rosh. Am I making sense?
So the Savara breaks this limud from...
It's not a limud. That's what I'm saying. It's not a limud that they're not... It's just that we have no makor that they are. Good. So now they have no makor that they are. The Torah didn't write a chayiv over there. They're not chayiv. If I have a story why they should be chayiv, they are chayiv. End the conversation. That's the Torah. And Zucht, how do I know my story is right? Because I see my matzah that the story is right. That's shot in the Tchabas tomorrow, I think. Okay, good. Now, but the truth is, I think there are two other Mahalchim to your Masber. And if we can finish this off, we'll come to some type of intelligent idea over here. So there's two pieces over here. The first piece is from the Or Gadol. It was known as the Minsker Gadol. He wrote a separate Or Gadol. You see from the piece over here, at the end of the piece, I didn't put it in the end of the piece in the paper. He writes over here that he wasn't feeling well, and he really didn't have time to think about it. So this is just like off the top of his head, something shouldn't leave it like my note to you, without a Dvar Torah. So he writes two pages of the phenomenal Lomdis. When he says, but you know, I didn't really think about it too much. It just came out the top of my head. I thought of this idea. It's like, that's why he's called Mr. Gadol. Okay. So Mr. Gadol said like this. So he's asking Stier and Rashi's. Rashi in Megillah says, like we saw, they're equal to the men. Rashi in Pesachim says, they're more than the men. Rashi in Shabbos says, they're more than the men. So which one is it? They're equal or they're more? So Stier and Rashi's. So he wants to answer this Stier. So he says like this. First of all, Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos and Brachos asks the kasha on Rashi. Rashi says that the by mitzvahs derabbanan, there's no sorah as van groma. So why are we putter from halal? Why are we putter from halal? Tosfos says, "It should be chayv in halal. It's van groma derabbanan. Yeah, but the chayv is van groma by derabbanan." That's now the Rashi says it's not a kasha because each case you have to done separately. But he says an interesting point. He says, "What's the sorah of hin royos and nes?" Okay. There's two ways to understand it. He says that it's not a reason why they're chayiv, it's a reason why they should be potter. I would think that they're potter, it's because that their bonus women are chayiv. So my grandma's women are chayiv. Fine. So women are chayiv in tefillah? Because it's my grandma's women are chayiv. One second, like the Mashiach said, but I have to first go back to the Tekana and see why Chazal made the Tekana, and then see if it applies to the women. They're chayiv. If not, they're not. So that's all the more means. The more means like this. When it comes to the bottom, Zman Grama is not relevant. What is relevant? Tama Tekana. If Tama Tekana applies to women, they're Chayiv. If not, they're not Chayiv. So through Shimon Levi, of course they're Chayiv, because they were part of the Nes. It's not coming to say a reason why they should be Chayiv more than... It's coming to be Masber. I told you Yisai. According to Rashi, I told you Yisai that by the Rabbanans, Soras Zman Grama doesn't apply. So what applies? We said, listen, let's look at the reason for the Tekana. If the reason the Tekana is relevant to women, they're Chayiv. I, Zman Grama, who cares? They're making the Tekana wherever they want. If it doesn't apply, they're Potter. Even though it's not Zman Grama. Now, so I have to look, what is the Tekana? The Tekana is because of the Nes. Women also are the Nes, so they're also Chayiv. That's all the more meant to say. So that's very nice if you learn, like the Rashi and Megillah, that they're equal. But if you tell me like Rashi and Pesachim and Rashi and Shabbos that they're more, what's that about? I don't need them to be more. I need them to be equal to say the sword. So that's his kasha. So he says the Shtikl Torah, which is awesome, which I'm going to leave for now. Because we don't have time. The last piece is the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav is handling Avodim Chayiv and Mikra Megillah. We know the Avodim are Chayiv just like women. He says the Chayiv is telling the Chakira what to get a bit. What's this sort of him by your son? Yes, he stopped. In Pirish, the third line from the page. In Pirish, the time is elected, but who toured the Mitzvah Shalom Zangroma? Mitzvah Shalom Zangroma, Shaychaf Mitzvah Zerbonin. Mamela Nikolach Yuva, the Kriyas Megillah, and never by Anoshim. Like this. Betzim, like Tosis says, Zangroma applies to Zerbonin also. Tosis and Psachim says, right? So they should be part. Comes off him by his anase and takes away that swara, merely blibe in the regular Kiev. So now there's no swara Zman Grama happening by women. And that's all it is. That's all it is. It's just putting them back in the Ikra Din. So then once that's true, they're in the Ikra Din. So Avodim also Chayiv. Because Avodim are Chayiv like women. That's one side. But Avodim Be'emes come out the Ikra Bupatura, the Mitzvah Shal Zman Grama. Listen, mitzad the rabbanon's you take a pot because the rabbanon's came the rice of tikkun and you're potter because it's zman grama. But you're mechiyev afhem lo yosaneis. So some kind of mashal handle the shaila. There's a shita of bahag which Tosfos brings an erekin over here that women are chayiv mikra regila, but they can't be motzi men. The only chayiv in Shmi, not in Kriya. So he, and he says because Ahem Boy Sanei says mechayiv them in hearing the Megillah, but not in reading it. So it means, in other words, the Ikrim din of Kriya Megillah, it's Zman Grama. Women are potter. There's a new din called Ahem Boy Sanei. That's a new separate din. It's a new separate chayiv, not part of the original chayiv, which women are chayiv in, and that talk is different than men, and women can't be mochi men. So that's the suara that applies to women. Who said applies to avonim? That din of hekesh of Eved to Isha, I have to figure out, are they boisanes or not? So Sosana says they're not boisanes. Or it's women are part of Klal Yisrael. The avonim which belonged to the Jews at the time of Achashverosh were in the Gzeir. But this Eved which I bought now from and was Megayim the Shema Avdus, he's not shaykh to that Eved. He's not the Enochel from Yedda Eved. The woman is Enochel from Yedda woman. Right? So they're also Benes. Right? Get it. But the Avadim and no Shaykh is one of the Sosemis. So the Chiyav of the woman is no Shaykh. Furthermore, Lekar, this is Mechaz Rashi and Rashbam and Toysis. According to the Toysis, they're equal. So the point is, Semela, they're included in the Tekana, just like men are. You say, no, we tell the Tekana of the Potter. There's a new din that's Mechayiv him. So where did that come from? Every Sosemish is not Grama. There's no new din of Mechayiv him. Yeah, there's a new din mechayiv. I'm like, you know why? Because there's a unique element the women did. So this is going to reason more than everywhere else. We're going to be mechayiv than bedafka. We didn't say that by sukkah. Being equal is not a reason to mechayiv them. But over here, it's not that they're equal. It's a new swara. So it could be those two go together. So the Brisker Rav's point over here is that we have a Ahimai Shaneis is a outside of the regular clothing of halacha, there's a new sibas achiyav dimechayv. That's his second son. And his first son is no, it puts him back into the ikar din. Okay, let's see if we can just. So now, you're asking me, can I be darsh time at a krah and say that it should be achiyav the raisa? Right? So. I see by matzah that matzah is unique and special. That by matzah, the women are chayiv, even though we have a klal everywhere else. It's based on the government women are put. So how am I supposed to read that? Right. So say it's there's a custom in the conversation. You know, special din. Why? Because zok the kapas tamorim. See, if it goes with the regular rules, I can't say that this is a reason to be chayiv regular rules when the regular rules tell me that you're put over here. This is going to be an extra halachic concept. It's outside of the regular rules of halacha. Okay? So what's that outside the rules of halacha? That's something where the women played a primary role, they have a reason to be chayiv. So when I see matzah, I can argue that argument. Haggadah, that also be that argument would apply as well. But if you tell me it's the regular swara of they were included in the, so Tosfos says richtig. So they were also part of the neis, and they're still potter. So why be matzah rechayim? So that's what Rashbam says. It must be that there's a unique element that the women contributed over here above and beyond, which is the reason they should be chayim. So that's, I think, what the Brisker Rav is fleshing out the nekuda of the kapas tamorim, that we have to understand matzah being as a unique element, and Ahim Rishonis is a new sibas achiyev. Now, is that sibas achiyev at the raisa level or the rabbanon level? Matzah says it's chayev. Do I have a right to say that it's chayev min raisa, or maybe I said, listen, kein the raisa tikkun that you find by matzah that they're chayev will make it chalas rabbanon. By other mitzvahs, they should be chayev because they were the unique part of the neis. Maybe. It says Tosfos two terutzim over there in Megillah. Tosfos first Eretz says Yimachai Min Rabbanan when they are Ikir Hanes. Tosfos second Eretz says no. This is actually can work even at the Raisa level. Okay, so
Ikir Hanes makes it when they're Chayet. That makes them Chayet.
Ikir Hanes makes it that even though you have the regular rule of Zman Grama, over here we're going to take them outside of the Zman Grama and be Mechayet. Okay. So lemaisa,
that's
not halach lemaisa because it's not halach lemaisa, sure, right? But the Shulchan Aruch lashon is women are chayiv. Whether it's the rice or the bun is very not clear. But they're chayiv mitzvahs halayla. Lashon the Shulchan Aruch, the tafayin base, the chayiv and dal kreses, ubeshar mitzvahs halayla. That's the lashon the Shulchan Aruch. And he's being medayik, but the Shulchan Aruch calls it the chayiv. So they're definitely chayiv. are they chayiv mid raisa, that therefore they can be motzi men? So we're saying right now, maybe even if they're chayiv the raisa, they can't be motzi men, because it'll be a lot along the lines of the Bahag. Because of the Bahag's swara is, if there's a unique sibas achiyah, do mechayiv them. So that could be like an extra curricular concept. It's an extra halacha concept. It's outside of the regular rules. Sibam misvang grandmother potter. The raisa, they can mechayiv misanusvora outside of the regular rules, because they were a unique element that they added over here. They have a siva, they have their own personal siva to be chayiv, but they can't be motzi men by mikra megillah. So it could be they can't be motzi men either. So that would come out addressing possible shita lemaisa. So let's just review what we have lemaisa. We have Tosfos Pesach, which is mashal their potter, because by sukkah their potter, and pasha Tosfos means by siva siva side, but also be potter. But that's what we would assume, right? Shulchan Aruch language is that they're chayiv. The Chayim points out they have to be that they're chayiv at some level, like Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, because how does Al-Kursus work otherwise? Okay, then Tosfos and Megillah is clearly saying either the chayiv mid-Rabbanan or the chayiv mid-Araisa, according to the two Lashanas over there. The Chinuch says the chayiv mid-Araisa. Rami Rutenberg is mashal that this Swara works on the Raisa level because he wants to be mechayiv them in Kiddush based on the Swara. Right, and then we're saying that how do you do this? You do this idea of we're darshing time at a krua, and either you can darshing time at a krua because the makor is shektum v'keichem alamdin, which allows for swar according to Rashi afterwards, or because we're understanding the Rav Shulman Levi's whole concept is he's creating a new siva zachiyah above and beyond the regular rules. Of them, and that's the talk of the story of the Bahag, that it's talk a unique din, it's not the regular din. And Tosfos and Megillah is grappling that this new swara, can we take it even to a Raisa level based on matzah, or it's only Rabbanan, and that's enough. Okay, very good.